Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis discusses Ein Lochin Truma Bekasav Ma'aser Sheni, that when you have Ma'aser Sheni money, you have to buy something that you can eat, you have to buy food that you can eat only in Yerushalayim, but you may not buy Truma food, even though you're a Kohen and you're allowed to eat Truma. So you would think, what difference does it make whether I buy a carbon shlam that I'm going to eat, or I buy Truma? No, the halacha is you're not allowed to buy truma food. Why? Because by doing so, you're increasing the chances that it's not going to be used, that it's not going to be eaten properly, because you're decreasing the chances that it's going to be able to be eaten, because the halach is that truma can only be eaten by kohanim, and even then, only by kohanim who are tahar, although Ma'aser Sheni also is supposed to be eaten by betara, but Ma'aser Sheni could be eaten by anybody. So since you are limiting the pool of potential candidates who are allowed to eat the food, that's considered to be bringing the Ma'aser Sheni lebeis apsul. You're ruining the Ma'aser Sheni unnecessarily. But Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to buy truma with Ma'aser Sheni money, that there's no problem, because even though you're not allowed to waste Ma'aser Sheni money, you're not allowed to throw away Ma'aser Sheni stuff, but over here you're just buying food that is more likely to become wasted, but you're not actually wasting it. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll bring you a raya, that it's not a problem to buy food that you're allowed to eat with Ma'aser Sheni money, even though it's increasing the chances that that it could get thrown out, or that it could get ruined, or that you won't be allowed to eat it. Because ma'am hekel b'ziv cheshlamim, shum b'vili de pigel, v'nosar, v'tamei, so lo nekel b'truma. Think about what the ideal thing to do with Ma'aser Sheni money is. The very ideal thing to do with Ma'aser Sheni money is that you buy a carbon with it. Now, carbonos are subject to all sorts of psulim that regular things are not subject to, that even truma is not subject to. Pigel, noser, tame, pigel, something that even just a machshava, that you have a machshava to eat a chutz lezmano, and that already makes a pigel, to chiv kares, that you're not allowed to eat that carbon, and still, even though it's taking a significant risk when you use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy a carbon, that it might become pigel, and therefore you're going to be maybe lidei psul, and you're going to have to throw it in the garbage. You're not going to be allowed to use the Ma'aser Sheni money, or you're going to have to burn it, whatever. You have a nosar that it's left beyond this man, which if you think about that alone, meaning nosar means that you're really significantly limiting the amount of time that you're able to eat the food for. Meaning, if you have a problem with truma, because truma is limiting the number of people, that instead of 100% of Klal Yisrael being allowed to eat it, only, whatever, I don't know how many kohanim there are, 20% of Klal Yisrael is allowed to eat it. But think about it, instead of 100% of the time going forward that you're going to be allowed to eat it, you're only allowed to eat this for 2 days and one night, and if you don't eat it by then, it becomes nosar, and it becomes something that's aser. So obviously you're allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni money on something that will be very limited. So if we're makel on that, on buying a carbon with it, so for sure we should be makel on truma. So Amalo, the Chum said right back to him, Mayim hekel b'ziv cheshlam shein mutarim lezarim, nekel b'truma shi'asuru lezarim, that no, limiting the number of people who are able to eat it is a more significant limitation, that a carbon shlum could be eaten by anybody. It's not entirely true. Some of the carbon gets burnt, some of the carbon, some parts can only be eaten by kohanim, but nevertheless, the majority of the carbon could be eaten by anybody. So does that mean you're going to be makel by truma also, which only kohanim are allowed to eat, and therefore you're really limiting the number of people that might eat it? And what goes unsaid over here, but Mishnah Rishona points out, is that it's not just that. It's not just the number of people and the limitation. All the limitations on the karbanos are limitations that would only be met if you did something wrong, if you violated an iser d'oraisa by making the carbon pigel, nosar, or tameh. It means you did something terribly wrong with that carbon. Whereas by truma, the limitation is automatic. As soon as you buy truma with it, so now the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni is on truma, which automatically can only be eaten by Kohanim. So that's really how the Chachamim are defending themselves. So now Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Ilamos B'Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah suggests the following probably fairly common predicament in the times when there were Noheg, all the Dinim of Ma'aser Sheni and everything, that if a person and money, 10% of his money he has to bring to Yerushalayim to spend on food. So he has money in Yerushalayim, but He needs to use that money to buy other things. He needs to pay for his hotel room. He needs to pay for his car rental. He needs to pay for other things. Vitzarachlem, he needs that money. And you're not allowed to pay for a hotel room or a car rental with Maaser Sheni money. But Chaveiro Peros, his friend has a whole bunch of peros that are chulin that he happens to have in Yerushalayim. Non Maaser Sheni peros. So Amar Lechaveiro, he could say to his friend, Harei Amos Eilu Mechulon Al Perosecha, let me transfer the Kedushas Maaser Sheni that exists on my money, and I'll transfer that Kedusha onto your peros, so your peros will become my sersheni, and my money will become chulin, so I'll be allowed to pay for my car rental and my hotel room and everything else with my money, and your peros, you can eat them in your shalim anyway, so eat them in your shalim. Nimtza zeh ochel peros b'tahara, so it turns out that the guy who owns the peros is going to eat his peros b'tahara, because you're not allowed to eat my sersheni b'tuma, so you could trust him to do that. Valo, so tzarkob b'mosav, and I could do whatever I want with my money. So velo yomar kein lamaritz. Only catch is if the chaver who has the peros is namaritz, you're not allowed to make such a deal with him, because as a namaritz, you can't really trust that he's going to eat it b'tahara. So says Gemara, unless the maaser sheni is demai. It says the Mishnah rather, ella b'demai, that if it's demai, if it's not real maaser sheni, it's only maaser sheni shel demai, which means that this is produce that was gotten from an amaretz, and therefore there's on a daraisa level you can trust the maaser sheni was already taken from it. But since midrabanan there are amaretz, a significant minority of amaretz that don't take maaseros, you're going to have to take maaser sheni from it. So you took this maaser sheni, so it's only really on a daraisa level, it's not really maaser sheni, but in midrabanan we consider it maaser sheni, so you're allowed to take more risks with such maaser sheni. And therefore, you can transfer the kedusha of Maaser Sheni Shel Demai onto an Ama Aretz's food and trust that the Ama Aretz will eat it b'tahara. Because even if he doesn't eat it b'tahara, there's a good chance that it's not real kedusha's Maaser Sheni anyway. So Hemikilu, the Rabban, we're Masakin Demai, we're Masakin that you're allowed to rely that the Ama Aretz will eat it b'tahara when you transfer your kedusha's Maaser Sheni from your money onto his food. So to quickly review what we did today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're allowed to buy truma with Maaser Sheni money, because on the one hand, by buying truma, you're really limiting the amount of people who can eat it, and therefore it makes it more likely that you're going to be mevili de psul. But on the other hand, you're allowed to buy kachim with Maaser Sheni money, and kachim has so many more psulim. There's pigul, there's nosa, there's tameh. But on the first hand, when it comes to kachim, you have to violate an avera in order to bring it to be pigul, nosa, tameh. Whereas when you buy truma, it's like an automatic that it's you may be vapesul. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if you have excess funds that have kedusha of Maaser Sheni, but you really need that money to buy other things that are not food, and your friend has chulin peros, so you could transfer the kedusha of Maaser Sheni from your money onto his peros. He'll eat it p'tahara, and you will be able to use that money for whatever you want. However, you can only do that if the person can be trusted to the p'tahara. If he's an amaretz, you can't do that unless the maaser sheni that you're working with to begin with was only maaser sheni shel demai. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Mishnah Dalet.